Many people living in the United States have either grown up in backwards polygamy or are living it now. Backward polygamy is when a house is divided amongst many different fathers and mothers by way of divorce or out-of-wedlock children. Instead of everyone being under one roof, you have many separate households and families that still interact as one unit but divided. This means having step-parents, step-siblings, half-siblings, and in many cases, this also means court-ordered visitation rights. One man can have three different women who've all had his children. He may pay child support and alimony for all three women as well as live with a new woman, making it four women he supports in one way or another. The women will not be on one accord, and there is division in how to raise the children. Also, the women will also have other men in their own lives, making this living situation closer to a strange form of polyamory, which is a marriage where all spouses also have another spouse. The irony is that women who grew up in backward polygamy would again live in backwards polygamy themselves as adult women. Many women are willing to marry a divorced man or a man with out-of-wedlock children, but will not consider a polygynous married man who has been a dedicated husband and father to his wife and children. Today, shows like Modern Family glorify backward polygamy. Having step-parents and siblings is now considered normal. Having out-of-wedlock children with multiple people is also normalized. The problem, however, is just because two people say the relationship is no longer valid, does not actually mean the children created by these relationships no longer have a family. The family is still there, just broken. Imagine if broken families could work together and instead of living in separate homes fighting each other, they put their resources together, raised the children, and came under the headship of the man who started to keep Yah's commandments and deal with his women according to knowledge and truth. Imagine how beautiful this broken picture could become. Think about the different outcomes for the children if the adults created a biblical family instead of separation and contention. In backward polygamy, hatred and contentions drive the family dynamic, and children suffer from parental alienation, which is a form of abuse. Parental alienation is when a parent turns a child away from a biological parent by using lies, threats, and painting a bad picture of the other parent to turn the child away from them. The children grow up, confused and full of anger. How can this modern family be a better option than polygyny? Why are broken families more accepted than secure families in polygyny? I believe the reason is because we live in Satan's kingdom, which comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to destroy the family unit, and the modern family is just one example of that. When people see a man with four wives, living together and raising children together, it's considered strange and dysfunctional. However, if the same man had four ex-wives and children all growing up in different households with stepfathers as well, this is considered normal. Just think about why that is. We live in an upside-down world where good is considered evil, and evil is considered good. Many of the same people who support same-sex marriage or even open marriage will also speak against polygyny. Polygyny is a normal form of marriage spoken of often in the scriptures. Many in the Christian faith like to ignore the fact that Yahushua's chosen nation Israel was started by a polygynous family. Yahushua himself, in a parable, described himself as having 10 brides waiting to enter his wedding chamber. We live in a backward society that glorifies broken families. Having mistresses is also more accepted than polygyny. There is no righteousness or praise found in broken marriages and families. The truth is that this type of dysfunction causes rampant breaking of Yah's commandments to not commit adultery. For those who have a broken marriage because a spouse departed from you due to your desire to keep Yah's commandments, the scriptures say you are free to remarry because you are not bound in that situation. Also, a woman is allowed to leave her husband. However, it says she must remain unmarried until the husband dies or she must return to her husband. This means no romantic relationship with any other man while her husband lives. Satan takes everything Yahushua has meant for good and perverts it. Because he has dominion over this world, polygyny has been perverted to be seen as something wrong, while playboys like Hugh Hefner are praised. When polygyny is done righteously, it is a beautiful marriage. Righteous polygyny means a family of like-minded individuals under the headship of the husband, and everyone is walking after the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High. The Bible says a house divided against itself cannot stand. If you struggle with accepting polygyny, consider why divorce and remarriage are so accepted in our society. Ask yourself why pimps, players, and men juggling multiple women are celebrated in pop culture. Polygyny, with a righteous man, quickly produces righteous seed brought up to learn the ways of the Most High. Is this why Satan has attacked this type of family unit? Divorce and out-of-wedlock children create the exact opposite. Consider that for a moment. Biblical submission is a beautiful lifestyle that is worthy of praise. Thank you for reading or listening to this podcast. I hope it reaches someone's heart. Please leave any questions in the comments below.